Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Grayson in for Dana and Parks, and very, very pleased to bring in our next guest on the broadcast, our first guest on the broadcast for today. You know him, of course, as a longtime talk show host, also a 22-year veteran of the Navy and the Marine Corps, and a man with a brand new book out called The Sailing of the Intrepid, the incredible wartime voyage of the Navy's iconic aircraft carrier, Montel Williams. Welcome to KMBZ. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, sir.
Absolutely. And the story is incredibly compelling. The book is incredibly well written. But I have to know, they're not called the greatest generation for nothing. I mean, there are so many stories of heroism and these amazing men who did such over-the-top things during World War II. Why was the story of the Intrepid the one you wanted to tell?
It's so important because we live in a time right now where, you know, we have so many people who are so fractionated in the country, and we are divided in so many ways. You look back at a time like this where 3,000 men came together on a 300-foot ship, a 900-foot ship, almost three full football fields long, and were determined to make sure that even though they knew they had taken a blow that literally could have been the most catastrophic blow they had ever taken, they came together to figure out a way to save the ship and to get it back 3,000 miles so it could be repaired and back into the fight. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that the Japanese didn't have this as some sort of a bragging right that they had sunk one of the most powerful ships that the U.S. Navy had. But they also understood its need and its capability and what it would be needed for future conflicts in that same war. So I really, you know, was just compelled by the story of the fact that, you know, the captain, who was just a genius of his own right, Captain Sprague, relied upon the input of his entire crew. As many people that could give him input, gave him input and said, you know, sir, if we were to take a sail relying on the oldest technology of maritime service and attach it to the most modern ship in the world, we might be able to make this thing go straight. And he said, let's give it a shot. And they gave it a shot, and guess what? It worked. They were able to make this ship go straight over 3,000 miles back to Hawaii to be refit and get back into the battle. Yes. And then once it got back into the battle, got hit by two kamikazes. Went back into dry dock, went back into battle, got hit by three kamikazes. Went back into dry dock, back into the battle, and then went on and served heroically throughout the rest of World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, went on to become, you know, the recovery ship for the space program before it was set to be retired. And but for Zachary Fisher, who decided that this ship's history is too rife with just heroism that goes beyond anything that we've ever seen, we need to save it. He decided to buy it himself and then convince Mayor Koch to put it along the West Side Highway and turn it into the air, space, and Navy and Sea Museum that it is today.
Yeah, and I mean, that story of the first two battles, and we'll talk about Tom Sprague here in just a second as well, but the first two battles were incredible successes, and then followed by that massive damage that was done to the ship by one plane. Tell a little bit of that story about what happened.
One plane, one torpedo. Let me tell you, they had just, what people don't understand is that it had successfully completed a battle in Kwajalein, which is part of the Marshall Islands, and that just delivered devastating tonnage worth of damage to the Japanese, went on to Truk Island and completely flattened it. And those were two of the most devastating blows that we hit against them in that early part of the war. And it was leaving the Truk harbor. And, you know, because of the trail that it left in the water, there was a single lone Japanese pilot that was able to track the plane, track the carrier down, launch the torpedo. And guess what? Some of the guys on the ship, on the Intrepid, actually said that once he dropped the torpedo, he flew right over the deck and they were able to see his face. That's how close he was. It was only 30, 40 feet above the aircraft carrier. And then all of a sudden it gets rocked and got rocked a bit with a torpedo that was big enough that it cut a hole in the aft portion of the ship from the sea level all the way up to the flight deck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There were multiple deaths, but these guys would not give up. Pinning the rudder 45 degrees made it careen out of control. It almost hit the USS Essex, one of the other aircraft carriers of the same class, missed it by only meters, not tens of meters, meters. And that would have been one of the most devastating nautical accidents of all time.
Yeah, right. And one of the things you did that I thought was incredible is you took us through. I think a lot of us think, okay, a ship is christened and then boom, off to war it goes. No, it was 7 months in between. And it turns out that while they were putting her through her paces, the one thing they didn't train for because they thought it was so unlikely was getting hit in the rudder. And that's what happened to them.
They did, but guess what? When they pulled out in the Atlantic, Captain Sprague did do one damage control training session just in case, and they were using the engines to see if he could control the ship with the engines, not the rudder. And so they practiced it. But that was one of the things that was so impressive about Captain Sprague. He understood the need to practice and train. So they were always training, you know, in battle stations, making sure that the watertight compartments were closed. This ship really set the standard for damage control for the rest of the United States Navy and the rest of the world, because people had understood this same fate fell upon the Bismarck, which was one of the largest German ships ever built. And also it was the reason why the Yorktown was sunk, another aircraft carrier of its same class. Both of them hitting a rudder, and both of those rudders pinned in one or the other direction, forward or starboard, but making them careen out of control. So it was the fact that forethought and training and training and training is what helped save those men, save their lives.
The book is The Sailing of the Intrepid. Montel Williams, its author, here with us. And so let's get to Tom Sprague because, I mean, as you said, he was a guy who wanted to be a pilot. He wanted to be a flyer. And this was his first duty as the captain of a ship. And these are the things he has to deal with. What kind of man are we talking about here who was able to pull all of this off?
We're talking about a young man who grew up maybe about 4 or 5 miles away from Kitty Hawk. So his dream as a child was to do what those Wright brother guys did. But he recognized the fact that they weren't really the first. And that's something that we cover in this book that a lot of people don't know. We think the Wright brothers were the first to fly a plane with a motor. They really weren't. It was a guy by the name of Professor Samuel Langley who put together a test to see if a plane could actually take off from the deck of a ship. And at the time, Langley was the director of the Smithsonian Institute. He put together a plane that was called the Buzzard. And in the Potomac River, they flew that plane off the Buzzard. They flew the Buzzard off of a plane, which proved that an airplane could fly off the deck of the ship. It took them another year or two to figure out that they could land on one. And once they figured that out, it was and so his whole life, he grew up wanting to fly, and kept getting turned down because he was such a good naval officer. And they didn't want to lose him. Because most navies in the world didn't believe that aircraft carriers would be worth their salt, and he proved them wrong.
Yeah, and it's like we said, it's just an incredibly compelling story. And if you are of interest in U.S. history at all, especially in World War II history, this is a story that you have to know. And it's told brilliantly by Montel Williams in The Sailing of the Intrepid. And by the way, here we are in Buffalo, and the USS The Sullivans, which is docked right out here on the lake, is part of this story. And you can find out about that inside the book as well. Montel Williams, such a pleasure talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much for giving us the book. And when are we going to see you on TV again?
Oh, you know, I'm on TV every Friday morning on a show that's called Military Makeover. We take deserving veterans and we make their homes over from the ground up. We show you the whole makeover, but we also sit down with the family and talk to them. So you can catch me right there. Okay.
Excellent. And thank you, sir, for not only the book, but for your service in the U.S. Marines and the U.S. Navy. Always a pleasure. Montel Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
You do the same. And we'll do some more talking just after the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. John Grayson here with you on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.